a good idea.
No, really, it's not. Wait, I think my pager just went off.
And the pager was for you to show up at the...
Okay.
Oh, your machine's gone. Any years is ready too?
Yep.
All right. Oh, I get to use my fancy gift. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the July 15th meeting of Orrville City Council. We're now starting. Okay. If everybody would rise, we'll say a prayer before we go. Dear Father in heaven, bless this meeting tonight. Thank you for the great weather we've had for the last few days. It's much better than the rivers that we had for a while. Thank you for providing a place for us to meet, and thank you for the great celebration that we had for the birth of our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Shu.
Please excuse.
Wilson.
Here.
Asparis.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Asparis.
Here.
Corkman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Everyone should have received a copy of the minutes from our last meeting. Are there any additions or corrections to those minutes? Nope. Okay.
I move we approve those minutes as posted.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Second, Mr. Larson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Stay.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has not met as of recent. There is two pieces of legislation up on the agenda this evening concerning finance, and obviously 3119 is the 2020 Orrville City budget on third and final reading this evening. That's under old business, and under new business we have resolution 3619, and it's an amendment to the appropriations for 2019. There's an addition there, and I guess we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to that piece of legislation. Other than that, that's all I have this evening, Mr. President.
Thank you. Oh, let's see here. We'll go to utilities. Mr. Corfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Under utilities, the power cost adjustment is the utility board kept that frozen for the second quarter of 2019, and that's given us stable electric rates since third quarter of 2016, which is quite an accomplishment by our utility department and its management. Other than that, we have no other report.
Thank you. We'll move to health and safety. Mr. Asparis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Health and safety has not met. I have no report.
Thank you. Move to parks and recreation. Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Parks and Recreation has no report.
Although they did get lots of use for the last week or so.
It looked good. It looks good afterwards, too.
Thank you. Mr. Shoup is excused this evening. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. Planning has not met. However, for the past year, we've been going through our zoning regulations. We've gone from three binders about this big to a booklet about this big, condensing and making it more simple for everyone, because I wasn't smart enough to find the things we needed to find. So we'll be bringing that to council. It seems like a long ways away, but we're at break time, and so the first meeting or second meeting is October, I believe. We're going to bring that to council after we've talked to a couple committees.
Okay, thank you. I'll move to Ordinance and Personnel. Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met, and therefore I have no report.
Thank you. We have no special committee reports for this evening. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Hanward.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wanted to read an article today or tonight to you that was in today's paper. It was in the Daily Record, but it's actually written by Hannah Sparling from Cincinnati Inquirer. It had some numbers in here that rather than me try and skip through and pick out this and that, I'm just going to read the article as I said. Has to do with litter, which is one of my favorite topics because we have so much of it. But it says every year the Ohio Department of Transportation picks up heaps and heaps of trash from the side of the road. In 2018, it was more than 396,000 trash bags full, and that's just from the interstates and U.S. routes outside of municipalities. So that doesn't count any downtowns our size, Worcester size, Massillon, Cleveland, Columbus. That's just state routes and interstates. Let's see. And that basically says that it wouldn't include anything in the cities. It's soggy cigarette cartons, empty Windex bottles, fast food wrappers, chunks of styrofoam, used straws, dirty diapers, pretty much anything you can think of. You'll see it out there, said Michael Horn, a 28-year-old highway technician who spent a 90-degree afternoon picking up trash with his ODOT crew. Horn was carrying a bright orange 40-gallon trash bag, which he usually fills up in about a half an hour or so. He said it's routine to come across drug needles, purses that have been rifled through and tossed aside, and trucker bombs, which are soda bottles filled with urine, another real nice thing. To put the 396,000 bags in perspective, it took state employees, inmates, and Adopt-a-Highway volunteers, so all three of those groups, 157,000 hours to collect all that garbage in 2018. That's 19,723 full work days. And it cost Ohio taxpayers $4.1 million. It's a shame that ODOT has to spend this much money and time, as does picking up other people's trash, doing that, picking up other people's trash, said spokesman Matt Bruning. Bruning points to ODOT's Safe Routes School program, which also gets $4 million a year. We could double that if we didn't have to pick up the litter, he said. Things like that just show how frustrating the problem is. ODOT keeps on surprisingly meticulous account of its trash, broken down by county, bags collected, time and money spent, and who does the work. Cuyahoga County, home of Cleveland, is the trashiest of the state's 88 counties, or perhaps the cleanest, depending on how you look at it. ODOT collected more than 44,700 bags of trash from Cuyahoga County in 2018. It cost more than $500,000. Hamilton County is second with 28,167 bags of trash in 18. And that cost $150,000, $636 to collect. Littering is against the law in Ohio, a minor misdemeanor, but the rule does not seem to get strictly enforced. Now, I wrote underlined in that. That's not fair to even say that. How many of it ever get to see somebody litter? I mean, you just don't see it. You see it when it's on the street. The creeps that do it are careful enough, I guess, to at least look and make sure there's no police around or stadies nearby. So I didn't think that was a real fair comment. I'm sure that there could be more citations if people weren't so sneaky about throwing their trash out. In the past 5 years, Ohio Highway Patrol troopers issued 818 tickets for littering, an average of 164 a year. So that's a number that seemed like a lot, but on the other hand, with that amount of trash, I guess it's not really. For speeding, they issued $1.9 million or $373,000 a year. But, again, it's easier to see somebody speeding or catch them speeding than it is to catch them throwing something out the window. It's a never-ending cycle, said Horn. The highway technician, his crew will pick up trash day, and the next day the very same stretch of highway will be littered again. And I guess I'm not proposing we have any answers for that either. It's just such a shame to think that our own people do this in our own state. You know, I'm sure a lot of it's people passing through and visiting, but it's just a shame to have to spend that much on all that stuff. And that goes along with us having somebody today out in our bike park on Black Williams property cleaning graffiti off the bridge that was done over the weekend. Same type of stupid stuff. It's just a shame. And that's all I have.
Thank you.
Mayor?
Yes.
Yeah, along that, I'd like to thank them, because Lions Club is the volunteer group that cleans south.
They do 57.
Orville Cycling does club, Orville Cycling Club does north.
Right.
And where they quit, or where they stop, the Mason's Lodge goes the next stretch. So we do have local volunteers that do keep Route 57 clean.
Oh, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been on that detail with the cycling club, and I'm by that measure, I'm sort of encouraged at times that we pick up as little as there is to pick up.
Mm-hmm.
And especially after riding out of state doing cycling, especially in the Carolinas, Ohio does pretty good. There's some pretty nasty southern states. So.
Yeah.
But I would like to follow yours up, though, with a thank you to those three clubs that do clean our local
Route
57.
All the groups that help us every spring when we talk about the cleanup here in Orville, the groups that go out and help pick up, that's very much appreciated. Okay.
Thank you. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our projects continue to move along. Concrete streets, we just have punch list items to be completed. The Main Street ODOT project, also just punch list items. The East Pine Street project is scheduled to begin next week. Our pre-construction meeting with the low bidder for the High Street project is this week, so that project should be starting soon as well. Once I do have a date, I will definitely get word out to council, knowing that we're on break here for the next month and a half. Also, we have quite a bit going on at Green Pavilion still. The next Orville Performing Arts Program is this Thursday, July 18th. Featuring Beat the Blues Drum Circle, led by Jenny Reeser. There will be drums and percussion instruments to share so everyone can join in, but you can also bring your own drum or rhythm makers too. The following Thursday, July 25th, is Jazz by Request, featuring the instrumentals doing what they do best, play jazz. And finally, the final Performing Arts Program performance is Thursday, August 8th, featuring Shard and Polka, a modern polka band bringing polka music to a new generation. And also this week is the next family movie night. This is Friday, July 19th, featuring the movie Ralph Breaks the Internet, sponsored by Armstrong. And finally, I would be remiss if I didn't give special kudos to our Orville Firefighters Association for all their hard work to make the Independence Day Festival Week such a success, as always. Another spectacular fireworks show, and I've been told to expect even bigger and better next year. I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. Right, Ron?
Right.
And also, special thanks to our police department and service department as well for all their efforts during the week as well. It truly is a team effort that makes that event go off as well as it does.
Sure.
So that's my report for this evening.
Thank you. We won't move to our utilities director. Utilities director and finance director are both excused this evening. Mr. Wheeler, do you have anything for either of them?
I do not. I will be able to speak on the legislation from our finance director as far as on the new business, but I do not have any reports for mine.
Okay, thank you. Our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have a report either, so.
Thank you. For me this evening, I also would like to thank the fire department and the police department. Things went smooth. At least they seemed to. If there were problems, they were very well hidden. I appreciate it because I've lived in many other towns, and not always do each of the city departments cooperate with each other. We're lucky to have fine groups within our community that cooperate with each other and make things happen. Old business, Mr. Morrison.
Resolution 3119. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 3119. A resolution approving the budget for the city of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2020 and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Anybody have any questions or comments? This is third reading now. We've had a special meeting. Things, I think, have been very well discussed. Does anyone have any questions or comments tonight? Mr. Larson.
I move Resolution 3119 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Thank you. That's one big hurdle out of the way. Now just get it to the county so we can make sure that we're able to spend that money. Let's move to new business, Mr. Larson.
Resolution 3419. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire. Or excuse me, that's not Mr. Hampshire. Mr. Aspiris. I saw a hand, but it was his left hand.
Oh, okay.
Just didn't show.
Okay. Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 3419. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to procure quotes from various vendors and then enter into an agreement and or agreements without bidding to replace the floor of the fire station number 2 for the fire department of the city of Orrville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Do you have any comments for
sure,
us?
Sure, I'll be glad to just give a little synopsis of the legislation. This is to go out for quotes to completely re-epoxy the fire station 2 floors. We had identical legislation for station 1 in 2017. So we'd like to go on and do, complete the same projects with station 2. The station 2 flooring has not been touched, other than routine maintenance, obviously, since it was constructed in 1980. There are two portions of that building. One is the old book building, which is completed in 1980. The other is 2002. We'd like to do all of that flooring at the same time, obviously. And so some of that floor is as much as 40 years old. The floor overall is in 40-year-old condition, to be honest. So definitely think it's time to move forward with the project. We have appropriated for this project. We do expect to use a combination of EMS funds as well as general capital funds, since it is used primarily for EMS services and fire these days.
Anyone have any questions? One comment to go with that, and that goes with the next few resolutions. At the end of each of those resolutions, it says declaring an emergency. This is not an emergency that people would normally think of. What that phrase means is that when it is approved, it will be right away. They won't have to wait for 30 days like we normally do after approval of a resolution. Okay, Mr. Larson, now you can go.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 3419 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Resolution 3519. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esparza Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esparza Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Resolution 3519. A resolution authorizing the Board of Control to advertise for bids and enter into a contract and or contracts for the Heartland Trail Phase 3 in the city of Oroville, Ohio, and declaring an emergency.
Would you have any comments for this one?
Sure, Mr. President. Council, if you might remember, did approve the easements for this project in early June. We are now ready to go out for bids in order to move forward on that project, and we're still hopeful to get the majority of that project completed this current year. As I mentioned in the memo, and just a reminder in the open meeting, that this project is completely funded through grants and Rails to Trails funds, so there are no city funds being expended as part of this project.
Anyone have any questions or comments?
Go ahead. I do have a question. I'm trying to remember when we first got into this with Rails to Trails. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Mrs. Kirkbride, did we take the ownership of it, and do we still maintain that even though it's fully funded by Rails to Trails?
You may be thinking of the portion that is in Bachman Township that we have an ownership interest in.
Okay.
I'll let Mr. Wheeler jump in here, but what's in front of us now are these are basically extending sidewalks within the region in the downtown or just beyond the downtown. So these are already within city rights of way, and that's why the easements are between the businesses and the city. So we already had an ownership interest in those in the property that's part of this resolution in front of you.
Okay. And does this extend across from Main Street and then back behind the shopping center?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. That's correct. It goes extends behind Portico Plaza. It runs in front. It extends the Serpentini sidewalk, which has already been widened, and extends across Goodwill's property, then Quality Castings, then crosses Hostetler over to Taco Bell, then it crosses back over onto Quality Castings property, then it goes abuts the Portico Plaza property, and then goes behind there, and then across over to the Water Department property, which is currently where there's some solar panels there as well. Okay. And then it wraps around there and then connects into the Rails to Trails existing railroad property.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Anyone else have any?
Yes, sir. I had somebody ask me, or was just talking about the complete connection. How many phases then are there in total?
This phase,
is it a complete connection to?
It will be
uninterrupted.
And
right,
Rails and Trails is definitely, Becky Jewell would be the expert at this more so than me. But this phase, I believe, will connect us to the phase which was constructed last year, which is still currently under construction. So that will be another phase, and that extends into Marshallville. From my understanding, there's still another phase then that will connect them upwards to Clinton. So this particular phase should then tie us in all the way up to Marshallville once it's completed.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
And then maybe in the future down to Fredericksburg, right?
That's the goal, I believe. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
That'd be kind of cool.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of a resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corbin.
Ms. Spears, Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Spears, Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
I move resolution 3519 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Spears Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Resolution 3619. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Ms. Bair Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bair Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Resolution 3619, a resolution to make appropriations for current expenses and other expenditures of the City of Oroville, State of Ohio, during the fiscal year ending December 31st, 2019, and declaring an emergency.
Okay, does anyone have anything to say on this one?
I know Mr. Grimlin sent out a memo. I think the memo was an excellent summary. Just to kind of summarize it for the sake of the public, this resolution simply allows us, maybe I should back up, Ohio Revised Code requires when a house incurs substantial fire damage, the insurance company then has to give a portion of that settlement to the municipality, and that's just in case that the property is not repaired in a timely manner. That gives us the ability to then demolish with insurance funds. Once the repairs are made, those funds then have to be released back to the property owner, the rightful owner, once the repairs have been completed. Those repairs have been completed at 717 South Mill Street. The property owner has requested a release of those funds. As a result, it does require an appropriation amendment, which is what's before you tonight.
Anyone have any questions?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bair Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bair Sr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 3619 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Larson?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Ms. Bair Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bair Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
That completes our new business for this evening. Anyone have anything for the good of the order tonight?
I do, sir. There was an excellent article in the Daily Record yesterday about businesses expanding into Eastern Wayne County or Oroville. And I'd like to thank Emily Morgan for that story. It was great. That's the kind of thing that we get from having a local paper, and we're thankful for that.
Thank you. Anyone? Mr. Korfman.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Council for passing 3619. This family's gone a long route to get that house rebuilt and to be prompt and get them going. I guess really appreciate it.
Anyone else? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know we're going to be going on recess in August, so a little bit of an extended break here for City Council, so I just thank my City Council members, the directors, and everything for working hard up to this point, and just want to wish everybody a great rest of the summer. We'll reconvene again on Tuesday, September 3rd.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, they're talking, so I might as well talk too. We had some folks from out of town visit us over the 4th of July, and they were extremely impressed. They're from a larger city, and they couldn't believe the amount of people that came to Oroville. The fire department, the police department, the safety service department, and the show the whole week was put on by such a small town, they said. They had three little girls, and they were enthralled with just everything that was going on, and we sure appreciate those departments and those groups. I want to pass that on. It's not just Oroville citizens that enjoy the carnival and the week of 4th of July festivities, the fireworks. It's other folks who come from miles away and states away, just for our little town. So we are very blessed to be here where we are.
Thank you.
At 50,000 people, it's got to be more than
you
Oroville.
Got it. Sure. Your turn.
I mean, I can if you want to. All right, let's go with this. So, you can't break the chain.
That's true.
Since we're going into breaking in August and school starting up, just kind of a reminder to slow down, because there's going to be a whole lot more kids and, you know, just walking traffic. So just be careful. It's not worth the seconds to get there a little sooner.
I'm going to break the chain and move in adjourned.
You need a second, though.
I'll second before you say Merry Christmas.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
Got to use your gavel.
Nice. Yeah, twice today.
I almost jumped in to say something. I felt like I
just about to ask you.
I felt like I was the only one who had to say that.
We coined a phrase tonight. Yes.
What's that?
We coined a phrase.
We took a trip to Columbus yesterday and went to see Mark Zodi's.
Why did you get an extra minute?
Yesterday, we went down. I took our kids and my husband's birthday. And it's the coolest thing.
Oh, I know we've got a lot of
old arcade games. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a bunch of